清楚。感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督的圣名求你，阿门。我们过去已经用四个礼拜讲罗马书第十一章最后一节。
We have spent four sessions to preach on the last verse of chapter 11.
You know, 万物都是本于他。
Because all things are from him.
依靠他。
Through him.
归向他。
And through him.
愿一切荣耀归于他，直到永永远远的阿门。
May all glory be unto him forever and ever. Amen.
这句圣经到底告诉我们什么呢？
This word actually, what does it tell us?
这句圣经告诉我们，万有的源头是神。
He said the source of all things is from God.
万有的归属是神。
And the returning point also is to God.
历史的动能是神。
And the dynamic of the history is God.
以及存在的根基是神。
The foundation of all existence is God.
是我们本身的存在。
So our existence,
从先天所领受的恩典。
From the inborn the grace of God,
以及我们存在以后的存活
and what we live after that,
也就是我们后天所得到的恩典
that is something that we earn in our life,
都不是本于我们
it is not through ourselves,
都是本于创造我们的主
but it is from our creator, our Lord,
我们不是属自己
then we do not belong to ourselves,
我们原是从他而来
then we come from him,
我们就归到他那里
and we have to go back to him,
今天我们成了何等样的人都是主的恩典才成的。
Today it is by God's grace that become such a man.
所以这段圣经给我们看见万有的源头观。
So from this passage we see the doctrine of a source of man.
万有 the origin of everything. The 万有的归属观。
And also the returning home of all things.
万有的存在观。
And also the doctrine of existence of all things.
万有的这一个恩典观。
And the theology of grace of all things.
万有的责任观。
So the theology of responsibility.
我的存在不是没有方向的。
So then my existence is not without direction.
我的存在也不是没有责任的。
My existence is not without responsibility.
今天有一天我都要站在这一位上帝的面前。
Because one day all of us stand before this God.
一个有这种观念的人。
When we have this concept.
他不能把他的生活用他自主的权柄去处理。
Then he will not deal his life with his own sovereignty.
因为他是有一位主在我生命之上。
Because there is a Lord above him.
他不但掌管我。
Not only they control me.
他更管理万有。
Also in just all
也就是他所造的一切
and all things created by him.
这样你的生命就严肃起来
so then our life is so serious.
今天我相信了很多的人他们对生命的真正的意义是模糊的
Today I believe that many people are very vague in their meaning of life.
所以他们对生活的态度就变成随便的
And that's why their attitude to their living is so casual.
因为许多人对存在与存在之原先的根源是没有关系的
because to the existence into the origin of existence they seem that there's no relationship
所以他们在这偶存性中间没有与永存性的上帝发生关系
so then in this contingent existence as if there's no relationship with that incontingent God
God's existence is in contingent existence our existence is contingent
我们的存在是偶发性的
所以这个偶存性
偶存性的
同永存性之间如果没有一个真正位格际之间的交往
This contingent assistant and that incontingent assistant will come if there's no personal encounter
我们就以为自己就是自己的主人
Then we think that we are our own master
这也是整个中国的文学为什么不能在全世界的文学的地位占最高的位分的原因
That was all the writing in China cannot occupy the highest position in the writing of all the whole world
中国产生了伟大的哲学家
China has produced great philosophers
特别是春秋战国诸子百家的时候
Especially in the time of 春秋 and also the many of the schools of existing
战国 the war 这个什么战国叫做这个
the warrior period
the warrior period yeah那一段的时间你看见了许多孔子列子庄子墨子孟子荀子等等这些的哲学
You see the other Confucian school that many other schools that came into being
中国也出了许多伟大的诗人
There are many many of great poets
特别是唐朝的无论是王维无论是李白杜甫白居易等等
Especially during the time of Tang Dynasty whether Li Bai, Wang Wei and also 杜甫
但是这些人的哲学跟文学
But all these people's literature and other philosophy
只有一个 horizontal relationship
只有横线的关系
没有 vertical relationship
没有纵线的关系
就人与人之间的关系
So it's only human relationship
人与神之间的关系讲不出来
But there's no clear explanation of man's relationship with God
所以我们最伟大的描写
So then our greater description
描写 大自然在我之外。
Only but to describe nature which is outside me.
最深入的了解。
And the deepest understanding.
了解心灵的感受在我之内。
I saw my spiritual feeling within me.
在我之内的良心。
Within myself there's a conscience.
在我之外的自然。
Outside myself there's a nature.
使我建立了我与自然，我与我，我与别人的三重关系。
So it's established a threefold relationship: I with myself, I with others, and I with the nature.
那么整个中国哲学、中国文学缺乏了什么
？And the whole philosophy and the writing of Chinese, what is it lacking?
缺乏了我与神之间的关系。
It lack my relationship with God.
这就是圣经之所以能够成为最伟大的文学，超越所有人间的文化的原因。
And thus the Bible becomes the greatest writing that transcends all culture.
这样的保罗在罗马书第十一章三十六节里面
And that's why Paul in the Romans chapter 11 verse of the 6
单单这一节的圣经
On this verse alone
已经超越了整个世界所有文学的概念
It transcends all the concepts summation of all the literature in the world
所有所有中西古今哲学的思考
Whether it is a thinking philosophy thinking of the ancient past and now even the future
我们再念一次好不好呢
We want to read one more time
因为万有时本于他
All things are from him
依靠他
from him
归向他
and to him.
愿一切荣耀归于他
All glory
直到永永远远
forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen.
这个超时间超空间的感悟
This is our understanding that transcends time and space
把我们在暂时中间带到永恒的地步
Bring us from temporality to eternity
感谢上帝
Praise God
我相信如果你能明白四一章第三十六节
I believe that you can understand chapter 11 verse 36
你才有知得明白第十二章第一节
Then you are qualified to understand the first verse of the 12.
所以这就是所有的基督徒都听过十二章第一节但没有办法深入明白的原因
And that's the reason why is that all Christians have heard about chapter 12 verse 1 but cannot fully
understand 我们就主啊我要献上给你
You say God I want to offer myself to you
我献上给你
I dedicate myself to you
当作活祭
As a living sacrifice
求主也拿
God accept
然后在青年退休会在教会的培灵会的时候就吩咐人奉献自己做传道为主而活等等
Then you want to call the young people to dedicate themselves to be a preacher
许多人就这样照着神仆人的吩咐同呼吁他们走出来了
So according to the command and calling of the servant of God then they come forward to dedicate themselves
但是保罗什么时候讲这句话呢
Paul where does he pick up
他是讲了十一章三十六节以后才讲这句话
It is after he expounded on chapter 11 verse 36 then he said this
这样的这一句话不应该构成我们灵性里面的主观主义
Then this statement should become the subjectivism of our spirituality
这一切也不应当构成我们的整个思考记忆的中间是我主动献给上帝的这种错误的思想
It also cannot be harboring the concept or wrong concept I myself taking as initiative
是我奉献做传道
It is I who dedicate
是我奉献出来帮助上帝做
It is I who dedicate myself to have God's work
我在教会里面的侍奉
In the church my ministry
我在生活里面的奉献
My ministry in the life
我的金钱上的贡献
And dedicating my money
都是我来帮助上帝
It is I who have God
这种观念使教会被上帝丢弃
It is because this concept the church is cut by God
因为这是以人为本位
Because it's using man as a center
Anthropocentric,
anthropocentric
是以人为本位的
using me as a center
是我奉献
I dedicate myself
是我贡献
I dedicate myself
是我帮助
I help
是我把自己交给上帝
I give myself to God
这些观念是非常错误的
This is a very wrong concept
所以我在我的教会里面说
So in my church I say
你们每一个来这个教会一同侍奉上帝的人
You come to the church to serve the Lord together
You don't come to contribute
你不是来贡献
You don't come to help
你不是来帮助
因为上帝不需要你我的帮助
because God doesn't need your and my help
上帝不需要你我来贡献
God doesn't need and I to contribute
那我们来做什么呢
then what do we come
we
for
we all come to learn and come to serve
我们来学习来侍奉
只有这个正确的观念
with this right concept
保守我们继续不断过谦卑的生活
they will keep us to minister in humility
使我们继续不断过追求的生活
they continue with press forward
一个真正的谦卑
one who is truly humble
不是体态的
not in the body
不是形式的
Not in the form
一个真正的谦卑是心智上永无止息的追求
Full humility comes from my attitude whereby for our whole life we seek and search
一个真正的谦卑是心灵深处永远把荣耀归给上帝
Full humility is that in our spirit when we give glory to God always
一个真正的谦卑是永远感到自己是不配的
Full humility is that all the time we feel that we're unworthy
所以我们领受的一切
That all things that we receive
就是我们能交给上帝的
That we can give it back to God
都是因为他先赐给我们
It is what he gave to us first
Amen 我们能奉献钱
then we can take our money.
神先赐给我
Because God first gave us.
我们就口才讲道
We have eloquence.
因为神把这个口才赐给我
Because God gave me the eloquence.
我们就恩赐赐奉
We have the gift of
serving. 因为神把恩赐分给我
Because God gave me the gift.
这样神是恩典的源头
Then God is a source of
我才能过一个谦卑的
Then I can live a life of humility.
一个真正谦卑的人
The one who is truly humble.
做到最完全的时候还感到自己不够
When you make it the most perfect, you feel that I'm still inadequate.
已经尽他的力量还感到自己不配他把从神而领受的归回给神的时候
from what they received from God, he gave it to God.
他盼望神可以接受他所献上的
he just prayed to God to accept what he has given
因为他从来没有把自己的东西献给上帝
because he has never dedicated what he belongs to him
他献的都是从神而来的
but all things are from God
所以当所罗门建完圣殿把这个圣殿归给上帝使用的时候
So when King Solomon has completed building the temple and dedicated to God
他们怎样讲呢
What did he say?
主啊我们是献上的
Lord we dedicate
原是从你而来的
That we belongs to you
啊，这个观念才是正确的
This is the right concept
感谢上帝
Praise God
所以我们看罗马书第十一章三十六节
So we see chapter 11 verse 36
是使我们明白第十二章第一节真正的基础
allow is the foundation for us to understand the trouble number one
但是很可惜的一件事情
but the pity is
我从小直到今天几十年在教会里面
since young until today in the church
我看见许多传道人讲罗马书第十二章第一节的时候没有跟第十一章三十人连在一起
I see that many preachers preach about chapter 12 verse 1 but never related it to chapter 11 verse 36
今天既然我们在这里讲解罗马书
Since here we are expounding on Romans
我们不要再重犯普通基督的肤浅
We don't want to commit the same mistake
我们不要再继续传统中间的错误
And also continue in the traditional mistake
当这个主啊我知道我的一切从你而来
You say Lord I know that all things come from you
我如今的存在的根据你的恩典依靠你而存活
Now my existence comes from you and so through you I exist
我所做的所行的一切有一天都要归向你
All that I've done will want back want to go back to you
然后你再读第十二章第一节的时候
Then only when you reach the 12 verse 1
你明白保罗怎么说
Then understand what Paul says here
所以
Therefore
为什么这样所以呢
Why say therefore
因为你清楚了这件事
Because you're clear about this
所以我现在告诉你
Therefore
弟兄们
Brothers
上帝的慈悲劝你们
I beseech you in the mercy of God
这一句话到底什么意思
What do you mean by that?
既然一切的一切都是从神来
Since all things are from God
一切一切都要归向神
All things will go back to him
一切的一切都是神的
All things belongs to God
那么神什么时候要用他有绝对的权利
So whenever God wants to use it he has the absolute sovereignty
他有绝对的主权
And absolute freedom
如果上帝都没有主权请问谁有主权
If God doesn't have a sovereignty then I want to ask who has sovereignty
我有神有绝对绝对的主权
Only God himself has absolute sovereignty
这个主耶稣对门徒说
Like Jesus can tell your disciples
你们去看见一匹的驴子
You will go and see a donkey
是没有人骑过
Can never be ridden by anybody
把它牵过来
Bring it
如果有人问你说
If somebody asked
你为什么把这个驴子牵去呢
Why is it you bring this donkey
你只回答一句话
You only answer this
主要用它
The Lord want to use
it 大家说主要用它这个炉子有没有人的
This donkey doesn't belong to anybody
一定有人
Of course
为什么呢
Why
你绑在那里
Because it's being hung there
你把它牵来嘛
You bring it there
那么这些门徒因为说耶稣啊等下人家说我顺手牵炉子
So how can I just simply take anybody's thing
把人家的炉把它拿过来
Taking people's donkeys
耶稣基督回答说什么
This is the answer
因为主要用它
Because the Lord wants to use it
真正的主人不是那个人
Because the true master is not that person
真正主人是耶稣基督
The true Lord is Jesus Christ
耶稣基督是创造万有的主
Because Jesus is the creator of all things
所以当我们把我们的生命奉献给主的时候
So we dedicate our life to God
没有什么骄傲的
Nothing to be boast
没有什么可夸的
Nothing to be proud of
没有什么功劳
No merit
没有什么等级
No cash
因为我们是把我们从神领受的带回到上帝面
Because what we receive from God we just bring it back to God
既然是如此
Since so
那么每一个人都应当奉献
Everybody should dedicate
每一个人生命都应当属于主
All life belongs to God
既然是应该属于主
Since it should belong to God
那么就不是献的
Then it's not dedicating.
这本来是他的。
God actually belongs to him.
保罗在这里用了两个很不平常的字。
And that's why Paul used a very two abnormal things.
第一个字是什么？我用上帝的慈悲劝你们。
I beseech you in the mercy of God.
为什么这句话呢
？Why this statement?
因为上帝不要 勉强的奉献。
God doesn't want to compel us to thank him.
大家说一二三，上帝不要勉强的奉献。我每一次在布道会里面
，Every time in evangelistic meetings，
当奉献的节目来到的时候
，When it comes to time of dedication，
我就讲三句话。
I say three statements.
第一
，First，
非基督徒，请你不要奉献。
Non-Christian， please do not offer.
第二
，The second，
不明白奉献意义的人，请你不必奉献。
Those who don't understand the meaning of dedicating， don't offer at all.
第三
，The third，
凡不明白奉献意义的，你不乐意的，你可以不奉献。
If you are not willing to dedicate, don't dedicate.
这三句话讲了以后，才可以开始举行奉献。
Only after this statement I have said, then I will start to have even offering.
因为这是圣经的原则。
Because this is a biblical principle.
没有一个非基督徒有资格奉献什么。
There's no single non-Christian is qualified to dedicate anything.
因为他根本不知道上帝的救恩。
Because he doesn't know the salvation of God.
他也不知道上帝的主权。
He doesn't know the salvation of God.
他是一个外邦人。
He's a non-Christian.
对外邦人一文不取。
So the Gentile will not take any sense from them.
第二
Second.